The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
You thought that was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
If you want to laugh forever and hilariously all weekend, Jeff Dye's your guy. And we're going to put it up on Facebook in a little bit. I think Toledo's going to do it and give you a chance to go see Jeff. For nothing. Our happy 4th, our 4th of July weekend. Just here you go. Our friend Jeff Dye's up at CB Live. Here's some tickets. We're going to give you a chance to get those. Our friends up there with the club are handing those over to us, which is great. If you haven't seen Jeff yet, you will die laughing for an hour and 20 minutes at least. And you'll be like, God.
This guy's living the life.
Well, beyond that, the world's still funny. And he doesn't care about, like, all the boundaries. Like, he's bouncing them, which is why I like him so much. He's just, he's got that funny's funny. I'm not going to tap dance or eggshell this whole thing. He's the best. So thanks to Jeff. And we'll get you up there for free before we leave. Maybe even throw him in there to the squares as well, if you want to go to that, if we get the squares in, because we're running late. In the meantime, it's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Training. If you're interested in that kind of stuff, making yourself feel good about what's going on in your life, feeling stronger, feeling more confident, there's one place to go. ReactDefense.com is the place. And women, a self-defense course just for you. Women's self-defense in end of July, they're doing one. Open to everybody. Don't have to be a member. Don't have to have ever gone before. Doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in, because nobody on the streets who's going to attack you cares if you've been working out or not, or if your cardiovascular system is ready for an attack. Nobody cares. You need to be prepared. Nobody else needs to be. So prepare yourself. And that women's self-defense training is 3 hours of absolute confidence building. And at the end of those 3 hours, you're going to walk out going, wow, I'm capable of so much more than I ever gave my credit or myself credit for. You can do it. ReactDefense.com. Check it out there and find out all the options they've got to get you in shape and make you smart. Sheepdog, not cheap. That's what we need. It's in Chandler. It's in Glendale. And it is in Phoenix. It's ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Marvel fans have suggested that Ant-Man could have easily killed Thanos. You remember this story?
Sure.
He could shrink up like termite.
Yeah.
And climb in Thanos' butt and then blow him up.
Well, that's exactly what the boys did to this theory.
Exactly. They took that. So Paul Rudd was out with Evangeline Lilly talking about she's Wasp. Mm-hmm. And he's going, let me clear this theory up and in my opinions. And as he started into it, she goes, oh, it looks like we've run out of time. Oh. But he basically addressed it. He said, I think Thanos would have the strength to crush me.
With a sphincter?
Yeah.
He could crush
the Ant-Man wouldn't have the power to do that to Thanos.
So he could. What he's saying is he can turd clip down to the size of an ant.
Even yeah.
Wow, people think too much about their superhero movies.
Turns out the.
But if he crawled into his urethra, as did termite,
it's in still the his boys, crank would be too strong. For
I don't
an
know.
Ant-Man to
you
expand.
Can't. There is no like clinching mechanism inside the urethra.
But Thanos isn't human.
So you think he has a sphincter in his urethra?
Well, I just think he is what he's made of. It's not you can't destroy him because the guy's taking hits from swords and all these weapons.
But he's never taken one internally, which is the thing. His external is his shell. I think if you
this is why we have these debates.
Exactly. I think if you put an ant that could explode to man-sized man inside of him, you would blow him to bits. And if not, you lose Ant-Man, another boring creation for the Marvel universe. By the way, enjoy another. The Thor movies are kind of funny.
Yeah, I want to see this.
The new one is sort of funny. I'll give it that. It almost kind of is The Boys in its own right, that it makes fun of itself, which I like. But then it all turns into the same thing at the end, which is a big CGI
the only thing that's,
festival.
I don't go deep into it too much, but the only thing I'm not crazy about is there's another Thor, it looks like, in the trailer. Natalie Portman.
We need two of them. One has to be a girl. That's how it works, Brady.
And he's just kind of funny because he's aloof. And when he got fat, it was funny. But the movies aren't memorably great. They're just kind of time passers.
Turns out The Rock has a bunch of half-siblings he doesn't know and who didn't have a relationship with their dad. And one of them is making a documentary about it.
About The Rock's dad?
Yeah, he was a wrestler. And I think he was out throwing his seat around.
Like Jeff Dye?
Yep. And the Marines hit the beach and he has other
kids. And he's never once thrown the 550 at a girl like Jeff Dye to make
Maybe
sure that the
did,
Marines hit the beach.
But
she
didn't
follow
get them all.
Through. He couldn't get them all. I got to stop this nonsense. I can't get them all. He's texting next step. Well, I know you people can't help me, but I got a problem.
53342.
There's a documentary about William Shatner in the works. Better get it done quick.
Yeah.
Never know.
What are you, killing William Shatner on us right
no,
there?
No, just, yeah.
Grim Reaper over here.
Look, he's in the fourth quarter.
Right, he's in the fourth quarter, but they're going to make a documentary.
I guess he doesn't have to be alive for the documentary. That's right.
Some of it.
I was thinking he'd be in it. Beyonce revealed the cover of her new album.
I think he's going to be in it, too.
Alive, I mean.
Right. You would hope so. That would make a better movie. Although, if he died during filming of the documentary, I mean, then they've got the full story.
Now you'll get some crazy numbers.
They got start to finish on Shatner.
Beyonce revealed the cover of her new album yesterday. And it's getting a lot of attention because she's basically nearly naked on a glass horse.
Ooh.
Pull that up, Brett, if you get a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about the fight that broke out at the Eagles concert?
Uh-uh.
Broke out in the VIP area. This was over in Europe. And the fight happened as they were playing Take It Easy.
Oh.
Not damn hippies.
I don't know. Are the Eagles fans hippies?
Yeah, I would say.
Kind of corporate hippies, aren't they? It's Ben and Jerry hippies. What, who was fighting? It didn't say?
But yeah.
The goddamn hippies.
Yeah, the hippies, you're right. The mosh pit hippies.
It was in the VIP area, so they paid well over $500 for their tickets. And
just didn't take
maybe someone was standing and didn't want to sit down.
There's the Beyonce picture. Oh, that's nothing. Yeah. She's in a bikini. I've seen her more naked than that. And again, they photoshopped in incredible thigh muscles, and she doesn't look
I
like
I didn't
that.
Know her cans were
They're
that
not.
Big.
Those are enhanced.
Okay.
That's photo enhancement.
You think, or maybe she did pump
Come
them
on.
Up.
No. She's even still, that you the woman is, it looks like a painting. Are we... We are getting to the point now where people...
Oh, that's
just,
filtered.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. If
that horse doesn't even look real.
If you see it on the computer, it's filtered. Yeah.
That's no real horse. They filter that horse way too much.
Yeah, there's no... There's
we got
no,
friends that could do that.
Oh, yeah.
Filter
there's
that
there's no picture you see on the internet that isn't filtered. It drives girls crazy, which is why guys like to say it when you're like, oh, I don't think those are filtered. And you see a pretty girl. They go nuts.
Nobody's that perfect.
No, it's pores. You have to see pores.
Like if you and they're right. If you don't see pores on a person, it's Poor a filtered Lord. Picture. But that's when they blur themselves up.
I mean, she's not going to be poor for long.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll fill it pores. Your pores are full, ma'am. You've been filtered. Have a nice day. 550 on the counter. There you go. It's 9:26. That, my friends, is your entertainment drill. And look, we've got just enough time to get this done, even though Mo's on vacation, because, you know, they work so hard down there.
Some the, weed holiday, or what is this?
I have no idea what Mo takes this
Making day. A run.
Yeah. I don't blame her, to be honest. I wouldn't show up down at that station if I didn't have to either. So Toledo's going to host the squares, but it'll still be okay. Trust me, it'll be all right. If you want to play, what do we have for tickets?
Five Finger Death Punch.
Five Finger and Megadeth, plus we'll throw in some of those die tickets if we can get a hold of those. We'll get two people. Everybody wins today. Winner gets their choice. Loser gets the second, whatever's left. So we got that. If you want to play, we need a girl, we need a boy. 585-9800. We're going to play those squares next. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.